There was once a mother pig in merry old England who had three sons, and she was a very poor mother pig and could not keep them, and so she turned her sons out into the world to seek their fortune. And as the first little pig came trotting through the woods, he came across a farmer who was carrying a large load of straw. And the little pig said to the farmer, "Could you please, please, sir, help me? My mother, a very poor but kindly woman, has sent us, me and my three brothers, out into the world to seek our fortune. Could you give me the straw so that I might build my house?" And the farmer, looking kindly upon this poor pig, said, "Sure." Gave him the straw. The pig built his house. It was a wonderful house, a stately house as far as straw can go. It leaked a little in the rain, but it had a pleasant view. It was a wonderful experience to live in that house. But along came the wolf. Along came the wolf and called to the pig inside his house, little pig, let me in." And the pig said, "Not by the hair, chinny chin chin." And the wolf said, "Well, then I will huff and I will puff and I will blow the house in." And that's what he did, and the house blew over. And he ate the little pig up. Now the second little pig was wandering through the wood, and he came across a woodcutter, and he said, "Oh, woodcutter, I beg you, please, will you give me your bundle of twigs and sticks so that I might build my house? My poor mother has turned me and my brothers out into the world, and I have nothing. Will you give me your sticks?" And the woodcutter said, "Yes, yes, my poor little pig, I will give you the sticks." And so the pig built a house of sticks and twigs. It was a grand house, a wonderful house, to experience. It had a great view, a little bit wet in the rain, but not so bad. And along came the who? The wolf. The big bad wolf, and cried out to the pig he knew was inside as he licked his chops, and he said, little pig, let me in." And the pig said, "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. Well, then I will huff and I will puff and I will blow your house in." And of course, that is what the wolf did, and he ate up that little pig. Ow! Now the third little pig was wandering through the town by the riverbank where the brickmaker made his bricks, and he saw the brickmaker and said, "Oh, brickmaker, I beg you, please, will you give me a load of bricks so that I might build my house?" And the brickmaker took pity upon the poor little pig. And he built his house of bricks, and along came the big bad wolf and said, little pig, please, please let me in." And the little pig said, "Ah, not by the hair of my chinny, chin, chin. Well, then I will huff and I will puff and I will blow your house in." And he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed. But he could not blow the house in. And so the wolf said, "Little pig, I see you are smarter than your brothers, who met their end building their houses of weak materials. And so, I am a crafty wolf. I will climb down the chimney and thereby have my dinner." And the pig said, "Aha, we'll see whose dinner is whose." And he started a pot a boiling on his hearth. And as the wolf came down, he fell plop in the pot, and the pig slapped that lid on there, boiled the wolf up, and ate him for dinner. The moral of the story: build your house of strong stuff. What is your house made of? What, my sisters and brothers, is your house made up. As you pass the day by day, is your house being built one brick at a time, one twig, or one piece of straw? What is your house made of? I will read you the psalm for today. The psalm that we read at the beginning of the worship service. And that sometimes is easy to just kind of gloss right over. Hallelujah, Psalm 146 says, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in rulers, nor in any child of earth, for there is no help in them. When they breathe their last, they return to the earth, and in that day their thoughts perish. Put not your trust in the sticks and the straw of the rulers or any child of this earth, for they will blow down, and there is no help in them. And when they breathe their last, they return to the earth, and in that day they will be gobbled up and perish. Happy are they who have built their house on the rock of ages, the God of Jacob, and ask him for their help. Happy are they whose hope is in the Lord their God, who has made indeed the very heavens and the earth, the seas and all that is in them, who keeps his promise forever, who gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who hunger. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord casts out demons from little children. The Lord opens the ears of the deaf and unstops the tongue of the mute. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord cares for the stranger. He sustains the orphan and the widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. I will tell you a story of when the wolf came knocking at my door. When I was an internship in Pennsylvania, and I was just green behind the ears. I was only 2 years in seminary. And I was in a congregation there in a beautiful valley in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, Amish country. And there in the misty valley, the misty Nippenose Valley, was Rocktown, Pennsylvania. And it was named Rocktown because of the mist. Rock means smoke in German. And there, nestled in the valley, was St. James Lutheran Church. And I was there. And it was a Sunday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning when my phone rang. And Maggie called me on the phone from the hospital 12 miles away. Maggie called me and said, Norma's had a heart attack. And he's probably going to die. And so, immediately, my heart went from my chest into my toes, and my face went cold, and my palms went clammy. Because Norm wasn't just anybody, I don't know. Norm was my friend. Norm was the cheerleader of St. James Lutheran Church. Norm was the guy who got up in front and said, yeah, we can do this. This will be great. Norm was everybody's friend. He had been council president, you know, probably a dozen times over his 50 years, you know. Oh, I guess Norm can be president again in this small church. And so I called my supervisor. His name is Pastor Carey. God bless Pastor Carey. And I said, Pastor Carey, I don't think I can do this. And he said, I'll come to the hospital too. And so we met at the hospital. And we go in, and Norm had died of a massive heart attack on Sunday morning in the spring. And so we cried together. Holy tears, wonderful tears, big, expansive tears of sadness and sorrow for losing Norm. And Maggie and their daughter stayed there at the hospital. And I went back to St. James Lutheran Church because it was Sunday morning and I had to preach. And I had to tell St. James Lutheran Church that their best beloved Norm had died this morning. Unexpected. And that's when I knew what my house was made out of. Because it was Easter. And I got to stand in front of the congregation and say, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. That's what our house is made out of. That's what our house is made out of. And we forget sometimes. And we try to start building our lives out of bricks, or we forget to build our lives out of the bricks that is Christ. And we look to the world for nice views and good experiences and success. But it's just straw. It's just twigs. Because on the day that the big bad wolf blows, I want you to know that you're in the Lord's house. And death has lost its sting. And there's no wind that can blow that will blow his house down. So put not your trust, my brothers and sisters, in men or earthly things. But trust in the Lord alone, the God of Jacob. For he is the rock that shall not be moved. Though the waters may rise and the winds may blow, the God of Jacob is our refuge. The Lord is our stronghold. Amen.